If you take a snapshot of someone's life, you may be able to see the character, the courage, the virtue in that person. Other times, maybe a random snapshot, you'll see a moment of weakness, a moment of abandonment, which in a way you could say reveals our broken human nature. For St. Mark the Evangelist, this man was a great saint, and it was because of the grace that God gave him. He was not an apostle, nor was he a direct disciple of Jesus, but an evangelist. He wrote the Gospel of Mark, of course, and he was a great missionary. He had a vital role in spreading the gospel, not just in person, but by also writing his gospel. He's first introduced, you could say, in Acts chapter 12. He was a companion of Paul and the apostle Barnabas on their missions. At one point, there was some contention between Barnabas and Paul because of what Mark did or what he didn't do. On their first mission to Pamphylia, which is a region within modern-day Turkey, Mark abandoned the mission. It's not entirely clear why. Maybe he missed being home. He went back to Jerusalem. But he left the mission for a reason. You could say that's a small snapshot of his life that sure sees the weakness in him. But maybe it sees the weakness of when we resist grace, when we don't live the faith. However, we remember St. Mark not because of this one moment, this one snapshot in his life, but because of what he did with grace throughout his life. We know that his mother, Mary, her name is Mary of Jerusalem, and this home was a meeting place for the apostles. This is probably where St. Mark first learned about the faith, about the way. Mark went on multiple missions, not just this first mission, which he abandoned, but other ones with Paul and with Barnabas, and they worked together at times. Mark visited Paul when Paul was imprisoned. This is in Colossians chapter 14. And Mark eventually became so important to the mission that St. Paul wrote that Mark is profitable. He's profitable, he's helpful in his mission, and to bring Paul to him. Mark also had a close relationship with Peter. He describes him as his son, his spiritual son. And eventually Mark is martyred in Alexandria in Egypt. He is dragged through the streets. This young man who learned about the gospel in his parents' home eventually wore the crown of thorns, you could say, crown of martyrdom. He also became a bishop. He is now considered a patron of notaries, the patron of Venice, and barristers. Taking a look at his entire life, we can see that this man was strong in the faith because of the grace that God gave him, the mission that he took up. At times, yes, he failed. That's because he's human and he needed God. What we can learn from this is that at times in our life, we make mistakes. We hurt others. We abandon the faith. But what matters at the end of the day is that we pick ourselves up, that we forgive others, forgive ourselves, and carry on the mission of this life. The mission doesn't end at that one snapshot in life. It continues. What matters is that we carry on, and this life, we try to live the Christian life and to know that we need Christ to do this within us. It's not wholly up to us. Christ came to earth and proves that. He proves to us that we need him. We're dependent upon him, and through God's grace, we can do great things, like St. Mark the Evangelist. So today, pray to this great saint, even though he wasn't a direct apostle of Jesus nor an apostle, he's still one of the greatest saints in the history of the church. So St. Mark the Evangelist, pray for us.